25 to 6 on BBC Radio Shropshire, when we look at a sport that doesn't get much press. Robin Hood and his merry men. Men in tights, feathers in hats. So what am I talking about? It's archery, of course. Well, I went to find out if archery really is that old-fashioned.
It all started a long, long time ago when I was a chauffeur to my lads who wanted to do archery. And then the one said to me, I'll pay your subscription and you can take it up. The aim was always to beat him, and I never managed that, so I became a coach instead so as I could keep on yelling at him. You name it, I've been there. I've played rugby, I've done athletics, used to be a starter, I've done scuba diving.
Is this the one you enjoy the most?
It's the easiest, you know, unlike football, you know, I'm getting a bit senile now, so I don't have to run around so much.
It's Darren Middleton, and I'm chairman of the club. Ooh, archery, yes. It was something I always wanted to do ever since I was quite young, but never really knew where to do it. So we do the Sports for All events that's held in Shrewsbury, and that's how I first heard about archery. Came along, had a go, loved it, and decided to join up. And something me and my dad got into, so he was shooting as well with me, so that was great. We went out to competitions, just nice day out, go and enjoy it. And that's really how I started, and I think I've been shooting for about 8 years now. It's different, it's unique, not many people do it. It's just a great sport to do. There's a lot of mental discipline involved in it to keep your scores consistent, and it's a challenge to it. It's always a challenge trying to improve as you go along, and get you out in nice weather like this. Depending where they are around the county, there's actually 7 clubs in the county. There's a couple in Shrewsbury, Longmynd, Telford, Whitchurch, sort of Ludlow Way. We have a county website, and people can contact that for information about different clubs. Our website, if they want to come to a shoot with us, basically drop us an email on there, and we'll try and fit them on a course that we run.
I'm Chris, and I use a longbow. I prefer something with a bit more history, so I thought I'd try this one.
It looks like the bows you make at home, with a little bit of cane and a bit of string.
This is a lot harder to pull back and shoot, and it's a lot more inaccurate. You spend most of your time picking the arrows up out of the grass.
Left arm out.
That's it. Bend it slightly. Back, under your chin. Your chin's moved again. And let go.
Oh, I hit it!
Mark, this is the third time I've done it. Well, it was they were offering a sort of free session. I think it was in half term, and my children fancied giving it a go, so I came along, and I found that it was quite enjoyable, to say the least. Especially when you hit the target. I must admit, originally I thought it was a lot easier than I found it to be. And there's a lot of bits and bobs to it that I didn't realise. I thought it was just a piece of wood with a string and some arrows. So there's a lot more to it than I originally thought, but actually taking a shot and hitting the target, you can do pretty quickly.
Kate Teal-Ferber. Yeah, it's just something I years and years and years ago I used to have a play fun thing in the back paddock, and but I've always wanted to learn the proper way of doing it, you know. And
who would you recommend it to ever come and have a go?
Anybody
at this?
If you're disabled or able-bodied, it doesn't really matter, you know. I mean, anybody can have a go. Just being outside in the fresh air and having a go at the targets and meeting people.
Okay, so I'm like this. Look at the target. Slightly bent arm.
Yeah.
Oh, what did he get it in?
It's in the red.
Oh, got it in the red. That was me trying my hand at some archery. I didn't put the green tights on, though, I promise. So I went to meet the Shrewsbury Bowman Club. That was Coach Phil Knight, the club chairman Darren Middleton, longbowman Chris Davey, and beginners Mark Jones and Kate Teal-Ferber. And for more information on the Shrewsbury Bowman Club, you can go to shrewsburybowman.co.uk, or in fact for more information about archery around the county, it is shropshire-archery.ik.com.
I'll tell you, I'll watch out if I ever see you with a bow then.
I'm pretty good aim, actually. Got it in the red.
I can imagine.
One outside the gold. That wasn't bad.
Beware.
Better watch
people
out.
People of Shropshire.